The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
It's been nearly a week since Hurricane Irene crawled its way up the East Coast, dumping water in North Carolina, Vermont, New Jersey, many other states. Many of those places in upstate New York remain underwater. And one of the communities that was hit hardest by the waters of Hurricane Irene, the city of Paterson, New Jersey. It's a low-lying city of around 150,000 people. It sits right on the banks of the Passaic River, which you heard yesterday crested at an incredible 24 feet above normal. And they're fighting off the highest floodwaters they've had in more than a century. Here's one city resident, Sean Duffy, who works as both a firefighter in Paterson and is a local business owner.
That's horrible. These people have lost everything. It's tough. And, you know, we're not talking about affluent families that can afford insurance to, you know, turn around and say, hey, my basement got flooded. I lost my couches, my TVs, whatever, and put the insurance claim in. These people work all their lives for what they have, and most of them can't afford the insurance. And it's just devastating.
President Obama declared a state of emergency for New Jersey earlier in this week. It declared it a major disaster area, I should say. And he's going to visit the city of Paterson on Sunday to survey the damage there. Joining us now, Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell, who represents New Jersey's 8th District, which includes Paterson. He was also the mayor of that city for 7 years. So, Bill, it must be devastating to you to see the city in this condition. Can you tell us what it looks like?
Yeah, it really is. It's something none of us have experienced. Go back 100 years to find this level of water, and it's hurt the small business guy. But, you know, it always happens that way. And, folks, this is like in many ways on a very lesser scale. It's like peeling away the onion, Celeste, and you see the hurt that existed before this storm ever occurred. And there was warnings, and this is what makes this different than a lot of other storms. FEMA did an outstanding job. I'm a Democrat, but the governor's office and the agencies did a good job. I think they all came together, good coordination with the Office of Emergency Management in every county in the state, and particularly Passaic County. The first responders, I mean, I saw personally acts of valor and heroism in saving people's lives. Right on the Temple Street Bridge. Yeah, two guys at different times got swept off that bridge into the Passaic River. The Passaic River was roaring. And, of course, you've seen pictures of the falls.
Yeah.
Gives you an idea of the strength. And it can, a lot of people, that's a scary situation. These people are dispossessed. They've been evacuated. They're with friends and families and in the shelters that are throughout the city. So this has been quite an experience. We haven't had too much sleep in 5 days.
A Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell with some praise for the Republican office of Governor Chris Christie there, among other people. But, you know, you're talking about peeling back the onion and revealing weaknesses that were there that people weren't taking note of. I can only imagine that what you're really talking about is homeowners who were barely struggling to hold on to their homes as it was and may not have been able to afford insurance. Is that what you mean?
Exactly, Celeste. And the renters, too. I mean, with unemployment as it is, and Paterson's hard hit, unemployment's in the double figures. But you know, a lot of these people were unemployed before the storm hit. But this only exacerbates a very difficult situation. But this is a human frailty upon our part. You know, we talk about the state response, the government, the federal government's response. But this is, you know, when you see people's furniture out now and things will start to dry out, hopefully, the furniture out front and rugs, as I've gone through a lot of the suburban communities as well, with Senator Lautenberg and the governor, with Secretary Napolitano and the FEMA director, Fugate. I mean, your heart, you know, goes out to these people who, as Sean said, the firefighter, who I know his whole family, there's three or four people on first responders out of that family. I mean, he said it all. He said it well. This is what it's all about. And I think the president has to relate in a human fashion rather than talking about what the government's going to do, what they're not going to do. People would rather hear the president say, I'm with you, than say America is with you. Of course, Americans, we're Americans. That's what makes us Americans. We stand up and we help each other.
Speaking with Congressman Bill Pascrell, who represents New Jersey's 8th District, Paterson, New Jersey, is in that district. And I wanted to play you another comment made by Sean Duffy, the Paterson firefighter that you were speaking of. He's also a local business owner there. Here's what he had to say.
Working as a fireman, you see all the resources that are available. Our chief calls them in, the city gets them in, and they do what they can. There's just not much that you can do at this point. It's the weeks, the months, even the year after this point that you're gonna see that relief come in.
So, Congressman, you must have constituents coming to you with worries, with fear, with dread over how they're going to afford to pay for their homes and the damage. What do you tell them?
Well, you turn to your congressman for anything, a cat up in the tree or something very serious like we're facing right now. These people need disaster relief. We're very grateful to the president for signing off on emergency relief for individuals and small businesses. We're waiting for that individual assistance in terms of public community municipalities. Municipalities can't afford to dig their way out of this mess. When people in Washington of my ilk talk about doing away with FEMA and talk about doing away with federal aid and federal assistance, I don't know what the hell planet they're on. I really don't. Let them come to Paterson. Let them go to Vermont. Let them go to New York State or Carolinas and Maryland. I don't know what planet they live on. I really don't.
That's Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell, who represents New Jersey's 8th District. And Bill, you're obviously talking about the people. Ron Paul has said we don't even need FEMA, but there are those who said they may not vote to give FEMA more funds while FEMA struggles to be able to afford the historic level of natural disasters this year. So, I mean, let's say that they don't pass extra funds for FEMA, where will the disaster relief come from for your constituents?
If we're going to fight for it, I've had calls from all of the congressmen, Republican and Democrat, from all over the country, knowing the situation that we are in here in Paterson and many other areas throughout the state of New Jersey. Whatever help we can get, they're going to be fighting for us, and I feel good about that. And I think we'll drown out those who are the ideologues, the true believers, who personally believe you can make the country better by defeating any possibilities of people getting some assistance on anything. That's not the American way, and this is not how we balance budgets. This is how we balance egos, unfortunately. And I'm ready to fight. That's my nomenclature. That's what I do.
Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell, who represents New Jersey's 8th District, which includes Paterson.